AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Primaries and caucuses being held in five states today. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports frontrunners Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are expected to take one of today's top prizes, Louisiana.
A pair of polls this week in Louisiana gave Donald Trump a 20-point edge over Ted Cruz. Another gave Hillary Clinton a whopping 47-point lead over Bernie Sanders. In short, Louisiana is another of the southern states in which both frontrunners have done extremely well.
Three other states, Maine, Kansas, and Kentucky, are in play for Republican candidates, and two more, Nebraska and Kansas, for the Democrats. Residents in Flint, Michigan, got to watch as crews dug up their street and took out the lead water pipes. Homeowner Barry Richardson.
Getting not only me, but my pregnant fiance and my daughter fresh, clean water finally. Yeah, we ain't got to worry about the lead poisoning ours.
City officials are asking for more funding to cover replacing the old water mains. As much as 20 inches of rain could fall over the next week in Northern California from one storm that's hitting the West Coast right now and another coming next weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Thompson says Southern California will also get rain today and tomorrow.
We have some pretty significant rainfall totals. For Southern California, probably for coastal and valley areas, anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches, with maybe up to 3 inches in some of the foothill mountain areas. So definitely a good amount of rain for this time of year.
The storm system is expected to cause more heavy rain and perhaps severe weather in the Midwest and Southeast later in the week. The 21-year-old president of a Baylor University fraternity is free on bail after being charged with sexual assault. Authorities say a woman has accused Phi Delta Theta President Jacob Anderson of forcing himself on her outside a fraternity party. Police say the woman claims she became disoriented after being handed a drink. This is AP Radio News. A blowout sent a packed bus into oncoming traffic. The crash killed 31 people in Zimbabwe. President Robert Mugabe has declared a national disaster. More than 20 years ago, O.J. Simpson's wife and her friend were found stabbed to death. Now there's word a knife has been found.
Police in Los Angeles are examining a knife that was purportedly found on the property where O.J. Simpson used to live. Police Captain Andy Nyman explains how the knife came to be in the hands of an LAPD officer.
He claimed that an individual who claimed to be a construction worker provided him with this knife, claiming that it was found on the property.
But the officer held on to it and just recently it was turned in. Nyman says the knife will be examined to see if it yields any evidence that could link it to the case. Simpson was acquitted of the slashing deaths of his ex-wife and her friend. He is currently serving time in Nevada on a kidnapping and armed robbery conviction. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.